Where'd you work out of?
I had a little bar shop where I sell.
I see, like a little bar. Yeah. The road stand. I mean, yeah.
Right down in my home where I live.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The place where I
Where's live. Your house now? Can you show me from here? Can we see
I
it?
I will show you, but it's so... It
you can't see it. What is the direction, basically?
Come, let me show you.
Okay, I'll look.
See where that yellow light down in the bottom there?
Yeah.
That's my house right there.
Okay, I can see that.
And just the one above is my neighbor. But when you're going up the road and you look over, you can see
it. Can't see it, I see.
Yes.
So it's that one right in there?
Yeah, the right one.
Uh-huh, yeah. It's in front of the galvanized one, is that it?
Yes, that's my house.
Okay, there's a yellow thing in front of it. What's that?
A yellow?
A little short, lower.
A yellow thing? Yeah. It's a papaya tree, about some yellow papaya.
Yeah, no, it looks like a little building or something.
No, a building. Uh-huh.
You're talking about the gal. How far up is the galvanized house you're talking about? The one way up there or the one down below it?
The one down below, the last one down below is mine.
Okay, that's okay. So you really do live close by. And you've lived here all your life, huh?
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. Now I want to ask you about, there are just two more things I want to talk to you about. We're almost finished. I want to talk to you about birds. Tell me about the kinds of birds there are in St. Kitts.
We have hummingbirds. We have some we call grundow.
Uh-huh.
We have some we call mountain pigeon.
Uh-huh.
We have some they call them white birds, some big long birds.
Uh-huh.
We have fowls.
Yeah.
We have fowls.
Mm-hmm.
They're like birds, but we call them fowls.
Uh-huh. How far is the ocean from here?
Nearly 2 miles.
2 miles. So you don't see any boobies?
Yes. Well, I saw them when I go to town, but I don't go down that way.
So what? What do you see?
The boobies?
Yeah, is there anything else, any other kind of seabirds you see?
No, only the boobies and
boobies.
White birds.
Okay. All right. Now tell me, do you cook fish? Do you cook a lot of fish?
Yes, I
tell do. Me about the kinds of fish that you like.
I like the one they call tom.
Yeah.
Snapper.
Uh-huh.
And they have some little long one they call balahoos. I like them too. They have goldfish.
Uh-huh.
They have bonita. They have hine. They have jacks. They have cavalli. They have different kinds of fish.
Sprat. What was the first one you named? Tun? The first one you named?
Tom.
That you like?
Tom.
How do you spell that?
T-H-U-M.
T-H-U-M. Oh, thumb.
Tom.
I say, okay, I got you. Okay, that's great. How do you prepare those? Do you have any special ways of cooking those?
Well, if you like some with some fry, some boil, however you like them. You clean them, you scale off of them, you season them to how you want them according to what flavor you want, and you boil them with your onions, your thyme, and your celery or whatever you like.
I see.
Garlic.
Uh-huh. Mostly bake or mostly fry?
Well, mostly the fry.
Mostly fry. Okay, you know, a plant I forgot to ask you about, which has big, beautiful leaves, it flowers on it, it comes up about, it flowers twice a year.
Twice a year,
yeah. Do you know of a flower called the flamboyant?
Yeah.
Is it? Do you call it that?
Yeah, they have some flowers they call flamboyant.
And do you ever call it the cock and hen?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not so sure about that.
Yeah, that is it.
Yeah. The flamboyant, or the poinciana, or the cock and hen, or they're all the same.
One,
yeah, that's
I was trying to see if I see one to show you, but I can't see
it. Yeah. Okay. Now the last thing I wanted to ask you about was not quite the last, but I want to ask you about some animals.